The Democratic Alliance has noted the announcement made by President Ramaphosa that South Africa will be moved to an adjusted level 2 lockdown this evening. And it comes as little surprise because at least 4 of the 5 provinces have now entered a third wave of infections. We are welcoming the limiting of large gatherings, as we know that science dictates that large gatherings are a huge contributor to the spread of COVID-19. However, we are of the view that South Africans do not need stricter lockdowns. They need a vaccine rollout program. Ultimately, less than 1 million people in South Africa have been vaccinated to date, which means that we are fair game to a third wave of infections, which is coming and is likely to peak in the next coming weeks. Government has failed to ramp this up, and we need to absolutely ramp up the vaccinations of those who are over 60 and those who are most vulnerable to this pandemic. Ultimately, if we do not do this, South Africa will continue being locked in perpetual lockdowns for months to come. We can ill afford to plunge South Africa into deeper economic ruin. This is now the time for us to ramp up the vaccination drive, to ramp up the vaccination program so that we can spare South Africans from a devastating lockdown. It was also absolutely disappointing that the president failed to make any kind of pronouncement on the allegations which have been leveled against Minister Mkhize about a contract which has been awarded to close associates of his and the SIU investigation that is ongoing into this matter. The only acceptable announcement that the president should have made regarding this matter this evening is that he has instructed Minister Mkhize to step down until the finalization of this SIU investigation. Ultimately, the minister cannot both be the player and the referee in this investigation. He needs to be removed so that the SIU can conduct its work without any undue political influence. The only way out of South Africa, and the only way out of this crisis, is for South Africans to get vaccinated, and government needs to absolutely focus all of its efforts in doing so.